This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week we're talking with Jeff Embry. He owns and operates Studio 825 in the Warehouse District. He's hosting a party tonight from 5 to 9 and celebrating the third anniversary of his studio. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Suzette.
And I thought we'd start by talking just a little bit about Studio 825. It's your third anniversary. Can you talk a little bit about what you do there and where were you located before you moved down to Adams Street?
Yeah, well, before then, we were located at the Cornerstone Building, which unfortunately is now closed. I was with a group of artists that were there, and we kind of had our vision, our directions of where we wanted to go, and it didn't quite match how the building was wanting to be managed. So I started looking around in different spots in the Warehouse District to move into. I was thinking maybe, you know, a few years from now, I'll be ready and then try to do this. Well, Gene Malachowski, who is well known in the area, he was there talking to me. He was looking for a space that he wanted to move into. And I'm like, well, so am I. And then Gary Sandberg came in, and who was friend, longtime friend with Gene. And I told Gary what I wanted to do and my vision that I was looking for. And Gary told me about it. He goes, well, several years from now, they're going to start this revitalization project. He goes, if you wait, you may miss your opportunity. So I found a great building, the old Grawley building. It's right across the street from Suzette from Art Partners, and just fell in love with the building. It has those amazing giant firehouse-style doors in the front, all the glass, and it's 180 feet deep. So we have 5,400 square feet. I tell people we have 5,400 square feet of talent. Yeah, I went ahead and moved into the area like Gary recommended, and I was the first gallery to kind of set the cornerstone of the area there to try to bring attention to the art district. And there's a lot of unknown talent in the Peoria area.
Now, I was looking at your website and your Facebook page to get ready for this interview, and I noticed you've got a lot of artists in that space. You do a lot of woodwork, but you've got a sculptor, a couple of photographers, some painters. And was that always part of the vision, that you wanted a group of artists in the same space, and particularly people coming at their art using different media?
Yeah, part of my vision with that was to have, I wanted a very wide, diverse type of mediums of art. I didn't want to just focus on one field of art, because not everybody appreciates, you know, just one type of art. I wanted to have sculptors and oil painters and acrylics and metal sculpting and ceramic and jewelry, and, you know, we bring in live entertainment. I mean, it's all mediums of art. So my vision of that was to have, you know, all mediums of art all come together and share ideas in a warm, friendly environment where everybody can kind of come together and work together and create their visions.
It's been wonderful being your neighbor for 3 years. I thought you might walk through some of the changes you've seen in your 3 years in the Warehouse District.
Oh, definitely. You know, of course, the area there 3 years ago was pretty barren. Of course, the homeless shelter kept us entertained. And, of course, you know, with the, also, you know, the, it was a one-way street. And, of course, you know, when they started doing the construction, people started taking notice of that, hey, they're starting to fix this area up. This may start to become the area that, you know, this may be the hot area of the city. And as we started to grow a little bit and people saw that Studio 825, hey, we're here. And we're here to stay. We started gaining some artists and some resident artists. I mean, we have 6 resident artists. We have artwork from 33 different local artists, which we're very proud of.
And talk about some of the changes that are going on right now on that street.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the it's beautiful work. I mean, the sculptures of the parking spaces with, you know, they're brick lined, the nice wide clean sidewalks with the flower planters and the antique style lighting in the area. They're making it such a beautiful, attractive area for people to want to come to. And sugar has been a huge impact in the area also. And that is just a huge drawing card for people to realize, hey, we have the baseball stadium here. We have a great restaurant. There's art galleries are opening up in the Warehouse District. And it is breathing life back into that area again.
You know, I always think of artists as working primarily alone in a studio or an attic or maybe a garage. What's it like being in a space that you're sharing with so many other artists? And has that changed how you approach your own art?
Well, part of my vision was for everybody to kind of come together and share ideas. We accept all artists. It doesn't matter if you've been an artist for one day, if you've been an artist for 50 years. And I treat everybody the same. And it doesn't matter what your skill level is. Everybody's art, it will be accepted at Studio 825. We don't have any snobby little cliques. We don't judge you. To me personally, at Studio 825, it doesn't matter if your artwork is been on your own Facebook page or if you've been displayed at a national gallery. You will be, everybody is treated the same. You're on the same field at Studio 825. And what I love about the place is, you know, each artist, they all have their own individual studios, but we also have a very large common area. Right in where the bay doors open up, it's about 700 square feet, and that is all shared space. So that way, if it's a beautiful sunny day and you want to open, the artists, they have 24-hour access to the building, and they could open up the bay doors, set their easel out front, and then you enjoy that natural light. Or if you're a photographer and if you want to teach a photography class, it's all open shared space. Same thing with all the walls inside of the gallery. It's all shared space. Nobody owns an interior wall. It's all shared.
I think it's neat that you have an artist of the month, and in fact, you're the artist of the month. Talk about your artistry.
Okay, great. Thank you. I am the artist of the month for the month of November. My primary passion has been woodworking. I also enjoy photography and also enjoy blacksmithing. So I guess for myself being pretty diverse for those three fields, it probably was probably what helped with shape my vision for what I was wanting to see Studio 825 to grow into.
And doesn't your Artist of the Month get the showcase window area?
Yes. Yeah, so what we do is the main gallery up front, which has the two big giant windows, the Artist of the Month, their work will be displayed in that room there for the entire month.
And it's right across from Sugar, so the people from Sugar can look at, right and see that beautiful art.
So when they're sitting there and enjoying their great tasting food, they can look across the street, look right in through our front windows, and they can see all the work. And we leave the lights on at night because Sugar's open later than we are, so they can look inside and see all that amazing work from all that local talent.
You had talked earlier about wanting to bring in all kinds of different art, not just mixed media, but also music. So is that part of what you have on tap for your anniversary tonight?
Yes. A couple of our resident artists are bringing in a musician. I'm not exactly sure who it is. We have four coordinators who run the gallery for us. They all take turns, and they're resident artists, and they take turns running the gallery and then greeting people and then showing them around and sharing what our vision is. And we're hoping some of the spaces next to us become available because we're definitely wanting to grow so we can get additional artists in there. And our long-term goal would be to move to the second floor that's above us. It's 12,000 square feet. So I would love to be able to get in performing arts, drama, acting, dance, and literally just become an entire, you know, like an art center. So somebody can come to one location and enjoy the full spectrum of all mediums of art.
Now, are you holding this event in conjunction with the Chow First Fridays?
Yes. Okay. We are a member of Chow.
And for those who aren't familiar, can you sort of explain the First Fridays concept? Because there are probably people who haven't taken part
in
that. Okay.
Chow is a CIAO, Central Illinois Artists Organization. They have their website. So the different artists that are members of Chow, they have their own page. And it's so that way, it's kind of like a holiday walk, but it happens on the first Friday of every month. The galleries, they have a Chow map. So you can go onto their website and print out the map. And shows all the different galleries that are open that evening, and also will show the different resident artists or the featured artists that are at those locations. And it's the first Friday of each month from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Some galleries are seasonal. Down at our location, we do it year-round. And, of course, you can always see Suzette's wonderful work at our gallery year-round.
Well, I thought it was interesting. Last month when I was there at your studio, you had a gal that is working co-op. So you have a way now for artists to get space but to donate time working for you. So talk about that program. That makes sense.
Yes, we also realize, you know, a lot of artists, they're not known for being wealthy. they've definitely, you know, there's definitely reason there's the coin the phrase starving artist. And not a lot of artists can afford to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars for a studio space to enjoy their passion. So that way they can enjoy their art and they can have a space and to be able to have their work displayed. We work with them. So they'll have like a reduced rent, and they'll also donate so many hours per month to help work in the gallery. And plus also that, you know, they have 24-hour access to the building, and they can come in on days that were closed if they want some privacy, or if they want to come in on a day that we're closed and just open the gallery up, and they can, you know, help anybody they want.
I was looking over your website and your Facebook page earlier today, and it got me thinking, how important is it these days for an artist or a studio to have a really active digital presence? How important is it to be out there making people aware of your art and the work that you do?
I say it is pretty important. It's always a good idea to have Facebook. I mean, not everybody can afford thousands of dollars for a website. But Facebook is free. So it's always a great idea to have your Facebook page and to take pictures of your work and then promote it. Another one is called LinkedIn. You can also post your items on those, and it's also another free way of doing it. And the members of CHOW, I mean, it's a very, very low fee for the annual membership for CHOW. And plus you get your own page, and you can also update it and tell everybody where your events are at, where you're going to be at, and where they can see your work.
Jeff Embry operates Studio 825 at 825 Southwest Adams Street in Peoria. He's celebrating its third anniversary with an open house tonight from 5 to 9 o'clock. That's in conjunction with First Fridays. Have a great evening.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Nathan, as Jeff just mentioned, the First Friday Art Gallery tours are tonight from 5 to 9. In addition to Studio 825, dozens of local artists are opening their studio doors where patrons can purchase one-of-a-kind original art. And since it's the onset of the holiday season, plan to include an original art purchase as part of your holiday giving.
And Suzette, a few weeks ago, we were talking to one of the members of the band, the Brazilianaires. They are being featured in a concert, the Central Illinois Landmarks Foundation, presenting an afternoon of jazz and pop. That is Sunday afternoon from 2 to 5 at the GAR Hall in downtown Peoria.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, you can find us at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.